Welcome back to Let's Go Michigan with Jeff Sloan on WJR. Once again, with a 5,000-foot view of Michigan business and events, here's Jeff Sloan.
All right, welcome back to Let's Go Michigan Saturday afternoon. I don't know about you guys, but Kristen, Mark, I can't think of anything better on a Saturday afternoon. Actually, it could be a Tuesday afternoon. Could be Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday as well. Sunday, whatever it is. Hey, how about a bag of potato chips? Better made potato chips. Pick your poison. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Really any day of the week.
Any day of the week, any
really
time
any
of the day.
Any time of the day.
Exactly. All right, well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And having said that, one thing I didn't know, I knew how great potato chips were, but one thing I didn't know was how big the potato industry is here in the state of Michigan. Potatoes account for about $2.5 billion in revenue, and certainly part of that ends up going into the state's coffers. A lot of people getting employed in this industry, and many of those potatoes staying here to make great potato chip brands like Better Made. By the way, you guys remember on a business biography show, we had a chance to learn about Better Made, the history, the origins, how that company made it.
That was a great interview. Yeah.
You know, there was something about that interview.
It was so sweet and charming. And there was a ton of history behind Better Made and being here in the city of Detroit.
Great brand.
Yeah. And how they really covet Michigan potatoes, really solely.
They really do. They make a point of using Michigan-grown potatoes, and we're glad that they do. It's, as I say, a very big industry here in the state. And here to tell us all about just how big it is, we've got our friend Rose White from MLive.com. She's just published an article in MLive. Michigan's $2.5 billion potato industry fills 1 in 4 potato chip bags nationally. That's incredible. Rose, welcome to the show. Tell us what you learned about the significance of the potato industry here in Michigan.
Yeah, when people think about Michigan's agriculture, the main products that come to mind are apples, cherries. I'm on the west side, so blueberries are a big thing here. But I don't think most people know or understand how big of a producer Michigan is of potatoes. And so Michigan is actually the 8th largest producer of potatoes in the country. But in addition to that, we play a very critical role in the chip industry. So this has come out from the Michigan Potato Industry Commission. They just released their first economic impact report. And so they just break down how big of a deal potatoes are for Michigan and the chip industry. And what they have found is about 1 in 4 potato chip bags across the country actually use Michigan-grown potatoes.
That's amazing.
That's very cool. We must have a good climate for producing potatoes. I mean, what makes Michigan so special?
Yeah, I think it's a good climate. So warm days and cool nights, that's the key thing. And I think Michigan State University has also helped play a role. They've helped develop a lot of breeds of potatoes that are good for chips. You know, I'm not sure which came first here, but we also have a pretty robust potato chip industry in Michigan as well. So Better Made is a big supplier, and they get about 11 and a half months out of the year. They're relying on Michigan-grown potatoes to make their chips.
That's really incredible. I saw some statistics in your article that you published in MLive about this very subject, and you cite that potatoes are a $2.5 billion industry in Michigan. You go on to say about 22,000 jobs tied to the potato industry and so on, generating $832 million or so in wages. This is big business and important to the Michigan economy.
Yeah, it definitely is. Agriculture is a big part of Michigan's larger economy and how we understand it, but potatoes are sort of the secret agricultural product that I don't think most people recognize ends up being the chips that they're crunching on most days.
And do most of the potatoes that get grown here in the state of Michigan stay in the state of Michigan, or do most get shipped out to, as you said, either other brands, potato chip makers, whatever it may be? Where do all these potatoes go?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't have the exact data on that, but what I can tell you is about 70% of the potatoes that are grown here do become chips. And obviously, we're supplying Michigan-based companies like Better Made, Great Lakes Potato Chips Co., but we're also supplying national brands like Frito-Lay and Hers and Utz. So it's not that all the potatoes stay in Michigan, but that also means we're having an impact nationally as well. And so there are other potato chip producers in, so Pennsylvania is a pretty big hub for potato chips as well, so we're sending a lot there. This is having a $2.5 billion economic impact on the state of Michigan. So even if some of the potatoes are leaving the state, we're still seeing a lot of those dollars having an impact on people who live here.
Yeah, we do not want any potatoes leaving our state.
No. Okay.
We do not.
Stop them at the border.
You got it. I want checks at every border crossing. No, that's amazing. Well, is this industry growing. We've established that it's significant and important to the agricultural sector here, but also, you know, to the economy in the state of Michigan more broadly. And certainly to those of us who are Michiganders, we can't live without our better made potato chips.
Right.
Is this industry growing? Are there going to be more potato growers and more potatoes being grown here in the state of Michigan likely?
Yeah, you know, there's about 80 potato growers scattered throughout the state. And a lot of these are actually third or fourth generation farms. So this has been a pretty significant part of the Michigan agricultural scene for over 100 years. So it's not necessarily that we're seeing more farms, but what we are seeing is the farms that do exist are focused on sustainability and improving their yield. So we are seeing more potatoes being produced annually over time. A lot of that just has to do with better farming practices and a lot of these farms just trying to figure out how to use the land better to produce more potatoes.
Okay, I have a question for the two of you, Kristen.
Yes.
And Rose as well. When you order your club sandwich at a local diner, restaurant, whatever it may be, and you get the question, fries or chips? What is it?
Oh, boy. Mine's usually French fries, to be honest.
Yes. Potato industry wins on you, Kristen, either way. Yes.
That's right.
That's true.
And Rose, you teased us. I'll bet you're going with chips. You teased us that you've got a bag of Better Made chips with you as you do this interview.
I do.
That is unfair.
Yes.
Okay, wait. Fries or chips?
You know, I think this might be a nuanced answer, but it depends on the weather. I feel like I'm going fries. Fries in the winter, you know, I need a little comfort food. But potato chips are just such a summery food. You know, they're just so crisp and salty.
You know what? The whole thing, whether fries or chips, whatever, the whole potato thing is kind of magical. Mashed potatoes. How about that? Talk about comfort food. We'll take them any way we can get them. That's why I say no potatoes are to leave the state. Effective immediately.
Right?
Incredible. That's for sure. And Rose, we appreciate you bringing the article to us and telling us all about it. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Okay. Well, now we know. We didn't know before. We certainly do now. Potatoes are big in the state of Michigan and really important to the state's economy. Oh, Mark's already. Mark
has
caught
the
bug. He's already into it. Yeah. By the way, Rose always does a good job. The one thing she could have done to make the interview better, you know, sending samples is always, it's good to do your research before the interview. That aside, I see, Mark, you have no issue. You've got your bag of chips there. I don't know where you got them, but lucky you. Kristen, I want to ask you, if you could go grab a bag of chips right now, we know they're going to be better made, supporting a Michigan-made, great Michigan brand.
That is true.
Would they be plain or some flavor? And if it's flavored chips, what would that flavor be?
Plain all the way.
Yeah?
Plain. Wait, what are you grabbing?
No, totally plain.
Yeah.
I can enjoy a sour cream. What is it, sour cream and onion? That's a good second choice. I like salt and vinegar. Sour cream and onion's pretty good. But
how about cheddar?
Cheddar, that would be a little lower on my list.
No, come on.
That's you, Mark? Cheddar?
Yeah, well, both.
Yeah. But for me, far and away, plain salt.
With the dip.
Oh, the dip's good.
Oh, the dip. Yeah, but better. No, potato. Oh.
You like to eat them plain.
I just like to eat them plain.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You waste time with a dip.
Yeah, who needs
to eat? No, you'll eat a
just
whole
added,
bag.
Just added calories.
That's right.
You can have two bags if you don't have the dip, or one bag with the dip. Boom, done.
That's right.
Very good. Well, now we know more than we need to.
Yeah, wow. Our listeners are really
They're fully informed. Fully informed.
Send all chips to care of.
We all have to look at it this way. We've made the case how important the potato industry is in the state of Michigan. We're simply just doing our part to support that industry, okay?
That's right.
All right, there we go. We're going to head out to a break, but you need to stick with us here on Let's Go Michigan. Why? We're about to learn why it is that we just don't like to exercise. And it's kind of funny. It's pure coincidence that that interview falls on the heels of our discussion about potato chips in this segment. Maybe there's some connection, right?
Yeah.
Somebody's trying to tell us something. We're going to hear all about it. Stick with us right here on Let's Go Michigan. Why we don't like to exercise. Coming up next.